Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
She was neither a skeptic nor an agnostic. Neither was she looking for an argument. The question came from a cultured, refined woman who asked in sincerity, "Dr. Sala, what is a Christian?" Strangely enough, if you asked that question of 20 different individuals, you'd probably come up with about 20 different answers. Often when someone answers that question, "What is a Christian?" they describe certain activities that are associated with a Christian life. Like, "Well, a Christian is one who goes to church," or "A Christian is one who reads his Bible a lot," or "Doesn't cheat on taxes or his mate." In reality, being a Christian has no direct bearing with the number of hours that you may spend in church, where you were born, or the habits that govern your life. These are results, not the root cause of being a Christian. Incidentally, those who first were called Christians were called that in derision in the city of Antioch in the first century. So the term stuck, and followers of Jesus Christ have been called Christians ever since. The word Christian is really a diminutive of the word Christ. It actually means a little Christ. In simple terms, I think of a Christian as one who has had a personal encounter with Jesus Christ, and as the result of receiving him into his or her life, begins to follow him. Too simple? Well, perhaps. Understanding, though, what really happens may make it easier for you to understand. The Bible tells us that when man was created, there was a beautiful oneness, and we didn't sense that feeling of separation, which makes God seem so far away. The separation which results in estrangement and loneliness was the result of man saying, "God, get out of my life, let me choose my own way." The prophet Isaiah put it like this, "All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned everyone to his own way." This wanting to go our way is the very essence of what the Bible describes as sin. Over the centuries, man has done his best to prove to God that he's really a pretty good fellow. But some way, our very best falls short of what God demands. And that is why Paul said, "We are saved not by works of righteousness or human effort, but completely by God's grace." Man's total failure to be good enough to please God resulted in Christ coming from heaven to earth, bridging the separation between us and God. When Christ died, God was willing to accept his death in place of ours, so we could be forgiven and we could have a new relationship with the Father through the Son. Now, one more thing. Becoming a Christian involves personally accepting by faith what I have just told you. Jesus Christ himself put it like this, "I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and will open the door, I will come into his heart and have fellowship with him and he with me." In the city of London stands one of the world's most beautiful cathedrals, St. Paul's. And just off the nave of the church hangs a famous painting of Christ based on the words of Jesus, which I quoted. It shows Christ standing at the door of an English cottage knocking. On one occasion, a visitor stood and observed the picture. He noticed there was no handle on the outside of the door. He pointed this out to the artist Holman Hunt. Then Mr. Hunt replied, "No, there is no handle on the outside, because only you can open the door from within."
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.